Iconic 60s Shangri-La's lead singer Mary Wyse dies at 75. By Simon Kent on January 21, 2024. Mary Wyse, the lead singer of iconic 1960s all-female pop group The Shangri-La's, has died. She was 75. The groundbreaking U.S. all-girl ensemble shot to global stardom on the back of a run of hit songs about teenage love, loss, tragedy, and longing. Wyse took center stage of the sound and look of the Shangri-La's, helping to pioneer the girl group era alongside the similarly fast-emerging Ronettes. Remember, Walking in the Sand, also known as Remember, was the band's first demo, written by George Shadow Morton. The track became a global hit on its release in 1964. Leader of the Pack, also released in 1964, became a number one hit. Both songs were on the Shangri-La's debut album, also called Leader of the Pack, which was released in 1965. The girl group opened for the Rolling Stones on their 1964 U.S. tour. On Friday, Miriam Lean of Norton Records confirmed Wyse's death to the PA news agency. Mary was an icon, a hero, a heroine. To both young men and women of my generation and of all generations, Lena said in a statement given to U.S. outlets. At the same time, the official Instagram for Ronnie Spector, who co-founded girl group The Ronettes and died in January 2022, shared a tribute following the news. "We are deeply saddened to hear the news of Mary Wyse passing. She and Ronnie were kindred spirits, two fearless bad girls of the 60s. Join us as we spin the Shangri-La's in her honor," the statement said. The group disbanded due to legal issues. Wyse told Rolling Stone in 2007 that since they first began, their priorities had changed. "When we started, it was all about music. By the time it ended, it was all about litigation," she lamented. She had a resurgence in 2007 with the release of Dangerous Game. Oh No also rose again as a TikTok remix. "Initially, I didn't know how I'd feel about recording again," Wyse told a publication about her first release of music after 40 years. "But when I walked back into the studio, I felt like I was home." Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.